Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the eighth week after the Sunday of Trinity Saturday. Our scripture reading comes from Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Our scripture lesson comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. No other foundation can anyone lay that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. We must remain free judges with authority to judge, accept, or reject even what popes or councils decide. If we accept anything, we should accept it because it agrees with our conscience as instructed by Holy Scripture, not just because pope or council orders it. St. Paul says in Romans 12:6 that if a man has prophecy, it should be in agreement with the faith. All prophecy, slanted towards works and not leading genuinely to Christ or to your own consolation, is not in agreement with faith, no matter how pleasant it may be. Like the revelations of the hobgoblins, masses, pilgrimages, fasts, and the search after the merits of the saints. In these matters, many of the fathers have erred, including Gregory the Great, Augustine, and many others. Not the least of their errors was to take away our authority to judge doctrine for themselves. The false idea that we owe obedience to the Pope and councils without question is a heartbreaking affliction which began at a definite point in history. So you must also once again begin to say, God has said this, God has not said this, or the councils have decided this. You are building on sand. There is no other judge on earth in spiritual matters and on Christian doctrine than a human being who has the true faith in his heart. Whether it be a man or a woman, young or old, servant or maid, learned or unlearned, God is no respecter of persons. All who live according to his commandments are alike dear to him, and so they all have authority to judge doctrine. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have bestowed great and wonderful privileges upon us as your children by faith in Christ Jesus. May it please you to preserve and keep us in these privileges, strong in faith and hope, for Christ our Savior's sake. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.